And this is Magic, once again, spelled M-A-J-I-C, coming at you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network. And the topic of the pod thread is, as you probably know by now, Project Serpo, Revelation or Hoax. I'm pondering Nurki's questions that he raised in his reply, and there's some interesting angles to look at here, you know. What if this is Cold War fiction? What if it's disinformation? My initial thinking on that is it's not very convincing if that's what it is, you know, and yeah, what about tech advances? Relentless broach this too, you know, what was the point? What would we, you know, if this actually happened, what did we actually get out of this? Here we have an opportunity to actually interact with an alien civilization. What actually came out of all that? And this doesn't seem, the Serpo stuff doesn't seem to really address that at all. There's some interesting novel-esque and, sci-fi-esque kind of narratives that have been posted up. But, you know, where's the beef? You know, what actually came from all this? What do we really have to show if this actually took place? And, you know, maybe that's a different thing, but it would just seem to me that that kind of thing would be inherent, integral to the story of a project like Serpo. I mean, you know, what technology do we carry away from this? What if, you know, I'm not seeing it in there. And again, I haven't read through all this. I've read through some of it. There's some parts that I've looked at that, but it's hard to read. It really is. And hell, I mean, I've read through some pretty dry stuff. I mean, when you can read through a stack of reactor control manuals, you can handle anything except this. I just get this feeling like, oh, come on, you know, my eyes start rolling. Hey, maybe that's just my personal problem. I don't know. You know, as Nurki said, hey, maybe it's true because it's boring. Well, hey, maybe so. But I got to tell you, I've read a lot of stuff that I'm pretty sure is true that's also boring and isn't this boring. So I don't know. So it's not getting, copywriting here is not exactly getting the big thumbs up for me, you know. So, credibility. What about credibility? I'm waiting to see some. Just dismissing the question surrounding Bill Ryan, the information itself, the way it's presented, the significant inconsistencies it contains, both with respect to itself and others, leave me with a not feeling that I'm really reading something that's dealing with me straight here. I really do get the feeling that someone is just, you know, peeing on my leg and telling me it's raining, and I just, you know, I don't have a lot of time for that. But, you know, maybe some of my fellow members who are willing to investigate this further and in greater depth can summarize this stuff for me, which I consider to be a wonderful thing. And for those of you out there that are doing it, right on. You know, that's the ATS spirit. I guess could use a little more of that, but I just got too many other things going on to wade through Serpo. It's just that simple. However, I still find the phenomenon surrounding Serpo to be very interesting, which is why I'm talking about it. And indeed, Nurki mentioned circularity. There definitely seems to be a circularity, all this, you know, what could be considered the regress problem, you know. What can we actually nail this to? What can we actually hang all the Serpo stuff to? You know, and the biggest problem is anonymous sources. You know, the problem with anonymous sources is that we can't know the real reason for anonymity. And the track record for anonymous sources is utterly abysmal. And that's worth keeping in mind when examining information that's provided anonymously. That doesn't mean that all anonymous information is false, but it is reasonable to be suspicious about anonymous information, and because we can't know the real reasons for that anonymity unless we actually know who it is, right? I mean, how do you know? I mean, you know, anonymous could be anyone. It could be some kid, in Finland, a 14-year-old kid, you know, pumping this stuff out. It could be someone at Los Alamos who's just bored and playing a prank. Or it could actually be a Defense Intelligence Agency guy. I got to tell you, if the guy's retired, what's he doing at Los Alamos, right? You know, I don't know. There's just so much stuff about this story that just does not make any sense to me. So maybe it's because I have a closed mind. Whatever, you know. Hey, for those of us out there that have open minds and I've got a closed one, work with me, baby. Help me to understand, you know. You know, based on what I've seen, the story doesn't stand on its own. I mean, that's the biggest complaint that I have. And you know, I find the story itself to be tiresome and absurd. But yet, like I said, I find the activity surrounding it to be interesting, and I encourage members and staff alike to give Serpo as much of an airing as it will bear. we'll know when it dries up because ATSers vote with their feet. I may be discredited as a prophet, but I don't think you need to be a prophet to see where this is going. It's deja vu all over again. Still, it's better to inquire, keep looking, and keep asking questions than to allow cynicism to set in and prevent us from even doing that. If that happens, then I think somebody has won, and it isn't us. And I still want to know, who really benefits from publishing this information? Once we know that, everything else will fall into place. With popcorn in hand, this is magic. Be well, friends.